it subtle.
Girls, 3 o'clock. You know the time it is. Time to giddy up.
One is a lie. Sat around laughing a while.
you learn to love again. It sounds like these time and time again.
It is times like these you learn to live again. Yes, it is. Oh, are you on there?
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Anyways, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. It's 3:08 in the afternoon. I am DJ Pauly B, joined by Laureen.
Hello, kids.
Hold on. That's all right. I'll take care of you. We're shutting her out here for some reason.
Wait a minute.
All right. Anyways, welcome aboard on this 10th day of July. It is a beautiful 94 degrees. Yeah, I know. It's been crazy weather, huh? And you're coming back from, hold on, are you not good on two?
Here I am.
No? All right. All right, hold on, let me hook you up. Daddy will take care of everything. There we go. All right, and...
Okay, I'm somewhere.
Yeah?
Where am I? Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Hey, kids.
All right.
Here I am.
Welcome aboard.
Yay, I'm back.
All right, so I hope everybody is, enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather. And you... just came back from York, Maine, I believe.
Short Laureen. Sands, York Beach, Maine.
York, yes. Beach.
Oh.
Is that York, Maine? So I was right?
Yes.
York?
There's Long Sands and
there's
Short
Sands.
That's where
they invented the peppermint patty, right? It's a joke.
And anyway, so we stay at the Short Sands part with the, on the beach
Sands.
There, right up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got the cottage up there, and I was there for 2 days, and it was absolutely beautiful. And actually, today, I got to see 2 bald eagles.
All right. That's great.
Cool, huh?
Yeah. No, it is great, honestly. I mean, they're endangered. So
you don't see that every day.
It's great to...
You don't
to,
see that in Medford.
No, you don't. You see the mustache in Medford. boy, Frankie, Mr. Ambergamo, the mayor...
Yeah, you do.
...of Medford, who was on the show last week. And,
I missed him.
What a great job he did, as always.
Aww.
And he was talking about his wonderful movie career. 50-plus movies he's been in. That's awesome.
Impressive.
And, it's always a pleasure having him on. And he said he wants to come on with you and you two Medfordites, or is that what you call each other?
There you go. Yeah.
Medfordites.
Yeah.
We'll talk some Medford to each other.
Meffa. Get it right.
Meffa. Okay. And York Beach, I hear they call that the Caribbean of New England.
You know what? I'll tell you.
You probably got more sun there than you did in the Caribbean, right?
You know what? It's true. I did.
I know.
I didn't burn in the Caribbean.
You look it. No,
I burned in Maine. What sense does that make? But then again,
none.
I was water. What is it? That paddleboard on the water there?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. And so the reflection was
nice.
Burning me up, and I ended up tipping over and in ice cold freezing water.
Right on.
I was completely submerged.
Sounds like fun.
It was invigorating.
Awesome. So we do got a lot going on today. And God bless, they got those kids out of the caves. All of them today, this morning.
Wow.
That is amazing. So maybe we'll touch on that a little bit. I mean, we do silly news here, but that's great
that's
news.
Excellent,
you know,
news.
What?
Thank God.
We do great news too. So I'm sure you just turn on a TV and you're going to see it everywhere. But God bless them. And, I'm glad that they're all safe now, finally. And if you don't know, I'm going to make the first joke.
Yeah, go ahead.
You think? Or is it too soon?
No, go ahead. Hit him with it.
Hit him with it?
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't heard of these kids or anything, then you've been living in a cave. Oh, see? Yeah. Oh, I deserve one of those, do I?
Well, we're starting early.
There we go. All right, kids. So... As I said, 94 degrees. Wow, beautiful in the beautiful state of Medford.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we're gonna get back to some music. And what do we get? What do we get? And what did I do? I got rid of the song I was gonna play. So I'm gonna play another song. How's that? How's that grab you by the short ones?
You got some good stuff lined up for us?
I obviously do. I always do, don't I? All right, kids, we'll be back, play some music. And we got a new segment today I wanted to try out on y'all. is I wanted to do a what I'm going to call a 4 for 4. And if that works out, which I don't see why it wouldn't, I will do a 4 songs at 4 o'clock every week. And your favorite artist, or so if everybody likes it, and then every week they can send in who would they like to hear the following week, and we'll go from there. We'll play it like that.
That's awesome.
How's that sound?
Good.
Huh?
So they get to request their. Am I even on this thing?
You know what? Go on 3. See how that's working out.
Hey, how you doing?
That's way better.
Oh, here we
Microphone 2 stinks. Yeah. I don't know what the problem with it is.
I'm going to go over here, stage left. Here
All right.
Go.
All right, so kids, we're going to be right back, play some music, and we'll let you know. We got some silly news. We got shout-outs coming up. And if you guys would like to have a shout-out, you can like my last post or... just let me know. Text me. Everybody has my text number. All right. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And we shall be right back, kids.
Hey lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much. We'll be right back. left him there. Wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say? Soon she was down, soon he was low. At a quarter past, a holy no. She had to turn around. When she couldn't hold on, she called him. This is
Chi-town, Leo put the money down and let him roll. He said,
Yes. A little Lido Shuffle, Boz Scaggs. And I'm telling you right now, if you're not singing along to that song, there's something wrong with you, without a doubt. A little Lido Shuffle, yes, before that Dissident Pearl Jam. And Boys of Summer, how fitting. By the Ataris, though, not Don Henley. A little pick-me-up version, which I really like.
I do, too.
I don't like a lot of remakes of songs, especially Don Henley, because he is up there in my category for artists. He's awesome. But they do a great job of that. And then, of course, we started that segment off with a little Over the Hills and Far Away.
I was Over the Hills and Far Away.
Zed Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin. Yes, you were. You were at a pajama party somewhere.
I was doing that, yeah.
Yes. So welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. 3:30 on the nose. Exactly on this Friday in the, the 10th day of July. I always do that because I look at the 7:10. The 7:10 split. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, it is, yes.
The look on my face.
Huh? It's a bowling term, and I don't know why I know that. But I do. Maybe, I don't know. Too much candle pins for cash with Bob Gunier when I was a kid. Yeah, showing my age now. Big time. Anyways, kids, so why don't we do the shout-outs right here at 3:30? Because we have a few things coming up with the... I want to nail that first introduction of our 4 for 4 today.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm caught between two groups. I might do... Well, maybe I should just let it be surprise, or I don't know.
I like surprises myself.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I may do... All right, I'll just make it a surprise. And then next week, I'll let everybody vote on who they would like for the 4 for 4. Anyways, right now, the cleaning lady is here. How you doing? Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien.
Bien. Okay, so she's fine. And we are going to do...
She's hanging.
Yes, our shout-outs. A segment of the show where we appreciate and love all our listeners. And thank you for listening in. So, Miss Laureen, you have two new listeners, which is wonderful.
Yes.
Why don't you introduce
them? All right. I have a very good friend of mine. Can I say last names? Is that good?
I always do.
Okay.
You know,
Jen Buckley.
Unless they want it by the law, then.
Yeah. Yep, Jen Buckley, a new listener today, and also my cousin and hairdresser, Asia Ray.
Asia Ray.
From Peabody, yes.
Wow.
Yep, she's listening in.
She sounds like a porn star.
Hello. She see what she looks like. She is sexy.
All right. Well, we like sexy Asians. We call them Sasians around here. So, all right, I'm going to start our shout-outs off with, of course, our... very favorite listener of all time, Jennifer Kantorzynski Leadham. Yes, yes. Dawn Chase, who is hard at work, I believe. Otherwise, she'd be listening. And DJ Kala D and Eric Wilson. And maybe DJ Kala will pop back on the show for a guest appearance, which would be very nice.
I did invite her.
All right. Well, she's your cousin, so she got to do it.
She's got to do it.
She has to do it. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. My mother. Yeah, love you, Mom. Love you, Kim. Chet Johnson. Probably listening in, I hope, at home. Chilling out. Love you. Billy Roderick. Dave Struffaluffagus Struffalino. Probably doing the traffic now for Channel 5. Probably screwing it up. That's why there's a lot of traffic out there. He got everybody by the Twin Tanks on 93. That's a story I'll tell you later.
Another time.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands. Andy Ferry. Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon. My sister, Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. Of course, my sister, Diner, and they, it's wonderful. You definitely got to try it out.
I need to try it out.
Absolutely do. And you roll out of there. You walk in, you roll out. Christine Atwell. Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. I'm not sure if he's doing it anymore, but if he does, it's on Fridays, 10 to 12. Tracy McKenzie. Debbie Depot. Old School Steve. Leah Hall, who should be listening right now. Or I'll kick her butt. because she already has a request in. Eddie Riley of the Eddie Riley clan, who does the DPW in Medford. Yes, who's sound asleep somewhere right now. Matt Fisher. Danny Martinetti. Are we running out already? Oh, no, okay. We always run out of the shout song. We love the shout song.
Yeah, why not?
Where was I? All right. Danny Martinetti of The Lounge, who also does a show here on Saturday nights. Kenny Melanson. My buddy Calvin Westgate. Joe Breezy Hyde does the weather. Well, he used to do the weather for us. He just does the weather now. He's a Facebook weather guy. Phil Fleming. Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan. Marcin Kantorzynski. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Her sister, Laurie Kilpatrick. Mustache of Medford. The unofficial mayor of Medford, the infamous Mr. Frankie Imbergamo, who's gracious enough to grace his presence with the Giddy Up last week. Denise Fioretti Mamalette. I'm not going to do a Mamalette joke this week. All right.
Okay.
No, I won't. Mike Bessler. Frankie Feely. My buddy K-Dog. Keith. Listening in C-Town, that's Charlestown. So I say K-Dog in C-Town. It's code for he's listening in. It's code for Wicca. He knows what that means. Peg Conair Crow, who I did the 4th of July last week down the park. DJed down there. It was a...
How did that go, by the way?
Great big hit. Yes, nice. The kids love it. You know, and I play that rock and roll for them. They have no idea what I'm playing. No, I'm just kidding. I don't force that on them on the 4th of July. I play their music, the crazy kids in their rap music. I actually don't play rap, but anyways, yeah, it was a good time. Very good time.
Good, I'm glad.
They enjoyed it. It was hot as
you know,
Africa out there, you know. Anyways, I should play Africa by Toto. I like that song. Big Jack, Cookie, Christine Fantasia, Justine Tanzo, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, my niece Rhiannon, who I played Rhiannon last week for, didn't I? Which I don't mind playing every week for, because...
she deserves it.
Yeah, and it's a great song. Christine Papalotto. Pause. I'm not going to do a Papalotto joke. Maybe I will later. Ricky Cummings in a Dirty E. From what I gather, he's doing his first ride on that, what is that, Godzilla? What is it?
Oh, I went on that last year.
Yeah, he's on that.
Oh, it was awesome.
Now. So he always listens to the show.
Codzilla,
there you go. Yeah, they give you a free fish and chips if you go on that, if you can eat it. No, I don't know.
No,
but I've always wanted to go on that. That sounds like
fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool. Don't hit a wave and spill your fish and chips.
No.
Mark Gayhart. Also in the Dirty E. Heidi DeMeo.
Whew. Yeah.
Chris, the funny man, Ridgeway, who we miss greatly on the show. And I've been talking with him all week, actually. Just back and forth texting. And I do miss you, buddy. So, but we'll be talking later. Who I may be getting together with later on this week, watching a little Red Sox.
There you go.
Jen Kaylee. Sylvia Gray. You got to remind me after the show to call her. I keep forgetting.
Is that the one with the psychic thing going on the healing and all that stuff?
I know. She's been on the show a couple times. She does right over the phone. If we get callers to call in, she's done it over the phone.
I'd love it.
Yeah, she's done it. And it was pretty intense, too. Oh, a lot of the callers were blown away. Okay, we'll get to Sylvia. Boston Jackie O'Neill, an avid listener. Colleen Shea Murphy, one of my great, great old-time friends. Karen Falero Gennari, Greg Devaney, and Scotty Devaney, two different people.
Oh, wow, there you go.
my buddy Scotty, who's in Misery, I call it. Actually, he calls it Misery now, too. They've had their, like, worst wicked hot weather like we have.
Wicked
hot weather.
That's intense.
But
yeah.
For them, you know, they're already talking like us. It's so hot out there. In misery, as he calls it. All right. Trisha Walsh, Tim Rufo, John Abbas Buckley, Rochelle Marie, Paul Hooley, Pat McKeon, Bonnie Termarsh, Pam and Suzanne at the Dark Side, Mikey Frazier, Kimberly Campbell down in Oklahoma, Brady Howard, she's an Okie from Muskogee, Michelle Scalisi, who was listening in last week, yes, and maybe her family's listening in as well, hopefully. Michelle Bono of Creative Life. Yes. My cuz, Craig Willett. And my other cuz, Brad Willett, who's been on the show as well a couple times. Joe Susie, Diane Batoon, and Kathy Turner. Not the actress, but she's been on the show as well. They are from Texas. And that will...
That was quite the list.
Yes, it is quite the list. And if I forgot anybody, I apologize. And just text me or put it right on the Giddy Up page. And for those of you who haven't liked our Giddy Up page yet, please do so. The Giddy Up on Facebook. And because we're keeping track of those likes. And you will definitely get a shout out every week and be appreciated for listening in. So, my dear, that is the shout outs for... this 10th day of July, 1918.
Well, you better stop drinking that tab over there.
I know, too much tab.
Too much tab.
Yeah. Where do you see my tab after drinking all that tab? I should have got another rim shot for that. All right, kids. All right. We're going to fade out of the Tears for Fears. Or just pause it. Because they're tired. You know, they work every week very hard for this show. And we appreciate Tears for Fears. All right, kids.
And they look forward to you entertaining them, Polly. Like, this is like a break during the week for them, you know?
That was a good 11-minute shout-out period. So 11 minutes out of the show. So we're going to take another musical interlude, if you will, which is basically what the show is about, listening to some great rock and roll music. Mm. So sit back, kids, Enjoy this next interlude before our 4 at 4, our very first 4 at 4 ever here at the Giddy Up. So we will take you out with this, and you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in wonderful Medford, Boston. We'll be right back. Hey, sorry about that, kids. I guess the kids aren't all right. That was Offspring. Anyways, 3:45 in the afternoon. And, yeah, that music just cut right out, didn't it?
Yes. Okay, what do you
okay, what were you...
Get something lined up there?
And I apologize for that cutting out. That wasn't my fault, though. Okay, what were you saying to me anyways about a tattoo?
Oh, I was admiring the new tattoo on your arm there.
Oh, yes, I have my daughter's name on my forearm.
Good job.
Yeah, it was a good job, and it was done by my ex-brother-in-law, Vic Bramante, who works in Everett on Ferry Street, a place called Mazel. Mazel Tattoo on Ferry Street, and I always want to give them a shout-out, which I forgot in my regular shout-outs, because he said they'd be listening. I guess he's been trying to, so hopefully they're listening this week, which is cool. Would be cool if he is.
Did a great job. It looks awesome.
Yeah, he always does really great work.
Makes me want to get a tattoo.
Well, you know, nothing
stopping.
Now I
know where
to go. Absolutely. So, 3:46 in the afternoon. Let's see. I'm gearing up. I think, you know, it's between, I'm not going to tell you. How's that?
No, don't tell me. I like surprises.
All right. I will get to our, what do you call it? All right. We're going to get back to some music. Little Kid Rock for you. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston. And we'll be back with our 4 at 4.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Home Alabama all summer long. Singing sweet home Alabama. Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, kids, I am very sorry. That was so depressing of a PSA for me to play. I apologize. I'm going to play one more before the 4 for 4. Only because I'm crying over here, and that was very depressing. So here's another PSA.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, have I tossed me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
Well, I hope that one was much better.
You know what's sad is I think a lot of us can relate to it.
Yeah, I can, without a doubt. I sound like the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz when I walk down the street. I don't know about you. Wow. Oof. I picked out a couple of buttes there for the PSAs, but I got to play them. Well, not necessarily the most depressing ones.
Yeah, well.
But I just happened to pick them out today. Hey, how you doing? People beeping outside. Yeah, beeping about those awful PSAs.